Hello, Clawcast listeners. Welcome to the Clawcast, your daily briefing made from the writers and newsletters you actually follow, read to you by AI voices in about 5 minutes. Today's topic, Anthropic's ban and its unexpected benefits for European AI innovation. If you want your very own podcast made just for you, covering the writers, newsletters, and topics you actually follow, download the Clawcast on the App Store. Anthropic gets banned and Europe might win. That's the headline nobody expects, but it's exactly the point. Sifted's take is that this could unveil the ground truth for European AI, who's actually building a business and who's just riding on a model dependency.
I'll push back a little. A ban sounds like a straight loss. If a lot of startups were relying on Anthropic, isn't this just friction, slower shipping, maybe worse product?
Short term, yes. But that's the filter. If your startup breaks because one API disappears, then your moat was fragile. The upside is that Europe gets forced toward model portability, tighter infrastructure choices, and products with real workflow lock-in, not just model rent.
So the non-obvious prediction is, the winners in European AI won't be the teams with the fanciest model access. They'll be the teams that can survive without it, and that could actually make the ecosystem stronger.
Exactly. In the Anthropic ban, Europe may have found a painful but useful stress test. The question now is simple. Which European AI companies look better when the model layer is no longer a crutch? Reply with the names you'd back. And that's the episode. Thanks for listening. Enjoying the show? We'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment to tell us what you think and what you'd like us to cover next. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.